With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration wins a standoff with an Ivy League university.
Columbia University agreed Friday to put its Middle East Studies department under new supervision and overhaul its rules for protest and student discipline. The school, acquiescing to an ultimatum by the Trump administration to implement those and other changes or risk losing billions of dollars in federal funding.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. Part of the sweeping reforms, the university will adopt a new definition of anti-Semitism and expand intellectual diversity by staffing up its Institute for Israel and Jewish Studies. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. does have the legal right to deport pro-Hamas student organizer Mahmoud Khalil.
Bottom line is, you know, if you told us that these are the things you were going to do when you came to the United States, we never would have given you, we should never give you a visa.
FCC Chairman Brendan Carr vowing he'll step up efforts to allow more locally produced content on TV and radio stations around the country.
One of the biggest things I'm doing as a policy matter is I'm having the backs of local broadcasters when they are pushing back on some of that, you know, Hollywood and New York programming that's being shoved down their throats.
Correspondent Donna Warder reports on some job cuts at the Small Business Administration.
The Small Business Administration says it's cutting a little more than 4% of its workforce. That's about 2,700 jobs as part of a reorganization. The SBA played a crucial role during the pandemic, helping administer small business and disaster recovery loans. New SBA head Kelly Loeffler says a goal now is to return to pre-pandemic staffing levels and cut some programs that were started during the Biden administration. The layoffs are part of a larger campaign by the Trump administration to shrink the federal workforce. President Donald Trump says the SBA will now be handling student loans that had been handled by the Department of Education, which Trump once dismantled. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. People in the United Kingdom are buying a lot of Bibles.
By every measure, Christianity is in decline all across the UK and has been for most of the 21st century. But somebody wants to read the scriptures. Publishers report that sales of the Bible have risen 87% in the last 5 years, while sales of all other books have gone down. Analysts believe young people, Generation Z in particular, are making most of those Bible purchases, suggesting they have a spiritual hunger and are trying to satisfy it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Dakota State Senate has rejected a measure that would have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its landmark 2015 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. A vote to approve would have made North Dakota the first state to make such an overture to the court. The State House passed the resolution last month. Massachusetts-based Mass Resistance is a pro-family group and promoted the resolution in North Dakota. It's doing so in other states as well. This is SRN News. They're a nasty weapon, but don't possess them in the Wolverine state.
A Michigan court says there is no constitutional right to have brass knuckles. It is a weapon typically associated with violent ambushes in dark alleys and banned in 24 states. The Michigan Court of Appeals has declined to interfere with a 1931 law that carries a 5-year prison term for having the brass or metallic knuckles. Attorneys for a Grand Rapids man say brass knuckles are an excellent tool for self-defense. Jason Walker reporting.
Heathrow Airport says it's fully operational after an almost day-long closure was sparked by an electrical substation fire. The airport says it's added flights so an extra 10,000 passengers can travel. British Airways says it expects to operate about 85% of its scheduled flights as it tries to catch up the best it can. This is SRN News.